Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. CNBC says that it has confirmed Xerox made an offer to buy HP after the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that Xerox's board discussed the possibility with an informal funding commitment from a major bank. Interestingly, Xerox has a market cap of $8.05 billion, which is less than a third of HP's $27.27 billion market value. Sources tell CNBC that combined, the companies could save more than $2 billion in expenses. Facebook says that after locking down its group's system last year, some app developers still had access to information about members they shouldn't have had. In a blog post, Facebook said 100 developers may have accessed user information since April of last year when Facebook increased access restrictions, and at least 11 of those developers accessed data in the last 60 days. Facebook has since cut off all partners from all of that data, which includes member names, profile pictures, and other profile data. Pokemon Go maker Niantic Labs announced a new live multiplayer feature for the game called Buddy Adventure to launch in the next few months. It's built from Niantic's codename Neon Multiplayer AR technology, which lets two separate devices using the existing Buddy system create interactive AR objects within the same frame so that two Pokemon Go players can each see those same objects through their iOS or Android camera lenses. Uber's self-driving test car that killed a pedestrian in Tempe, Arizona in March of 2018 was not programmed to avoid jaywalkers, according to documents released by the National Transportation Safety Board on Tuesday. The NTSB says that the vehicle's radar sensors first observed the pedestrian, who was walking her bike across the street outside of a crosswalk, classified her as a vehicle, and then the system apparently changed that classification several times and failed to predict her eventual path. The board did not assign a specific cause for the crash, but is scheduled to do so on November 19th in Washington, D.C. After TechCrunch noticed a job listing that pointed to Uber adding an ad platform for restaurants inside its Eats app, an Uber spokesperson confirms it will indeed be entering the ads business. Back in December, TechCrunch noticed a prototype of Eats ads called Specials, where restaurants could get featured placement in the app if they offered a customer discount. Twitter is rolling out its new topics feature, including more than 300 topics to follow, such as sports, entertainment, and gaming. If you follow a topic, you'll see tweets from individual accounts that you don't necessarily follow otherwise that are deemed to have credibility on these subjects. The feature is set to roll out globally on November 13th. Malaysia will allow motorcycle hailing firms like Gojek to start limited operations beginning in January. Gojek said it will work with Malaysian regulators to determine how best to enter the market. A six-month-long pilot project will be limited to the Klang Valley, where the capital, Kuala Lumpur, is located. Gojek will compete with local company Dago Ride and car hailing service Grab. Google is launching something called Google Play Points in the U.S. You can earn points for things that you do within Google Play, like downloading apps, subscribing to services, buying movies, books, and TV shows, and the like. Points can be redeemed for other things that you would do inside Google Play, like in-app purchases for Pokemon Go, or renting a movie, or buying an audiobook. Google Play Points first launched in Japan in September of 2018, and then came to South Korea in April of this year. The U.S. program has four levels, bronze through platinum, and points are worth more the higher level you reach. Points can be used on a few dozen apps as well as some charitable causes. Google funds the points so developers don't lose any money by participating. And finally, Facebook announced a corporate rebranding with an all-caps version of the word Facebook in gray, or whatever other color fits with a sub-brand like Instagram or WhatsApp. Those brands will have the new logo in the form of From Facebook at the bottom of pages. The idea is to distinguish the Facebook company from the Facebook social network. To be clear, the social network is not changing its logo. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.